והנה מבויר בכספי האריזל, מעניין הצמצומים הנפלואים שהיו מקודם, in the writings of the Arizal, he discusses the awesome, the wondrous constrictions that took place before the creation of our world. שנקרואים עולם המלבוש, which are called, some of those worlds, this is worlds that were created before the standard worlds that we talk about. Usually we talk about the four basic worlds that correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, in which case the term Atzilus comes miloshen Eitzel, it's close to, it's next, kaviyochel, right next to Hashem. However, there are Sforim of the Arizal that are not part of the standard sets where they discuss these other worlds, Olam HaMalbush, Olam HaTehiru, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to make very light reference to in what we're discussing now. So Rav Nosson Zal says, it's discussed there regarding the wondrous Tzimtzumim that took place before creation, Shenikroim Olam HaMalbush, which are called the world, the Olam HaMalbush, V'chulu, etc. Ma'sheloi Mavoyer Klal, B'sefer Ha'etz Chaim, which is not discussed, which is not explained at all in the Etz Chaim, which is the opening book of the writings of the Arizal, that discusses the geography, kavyachol, of heaven. Rak b'shar sifrei ho'achroinim, meviim harbe boze, b'shem ho'arizal. However, in the other sforim of the rabbis that came after the Arizal, they discuss this at length, and they quote the Arizal on this topic. V'shom mevoyer kamo b'chinas tzimtzumim b'rotzoi v'shoiv. And in those sforim, they explain the many constrictions that took place at that time in the form of rotzoi v'shoiv. Rotzoi v'shoiv means going up and coming down. Aliyah and yirida. Advancing and moving back. Be'bechinas moti v'loi moti. The terminology that's used there is reaching and not reaching. And I was trying to jump up to reach a very high light and not fully connecting with it. Shehoya koidem, which took place before. V'hakoil kolul b'mashikos v'atmor zal b'hatoira mishra simen lamed. Rav Nosson Zal says, all of this is included in what Rabbeinu Zal mentions in the beginning of chapter 30, in the first half of Likut Imran, v'ze l'shoinoi, and these are his words. Hasoga selukus, yefshar lahasig, kiim al yedei kamo tzimtzumim, me'ilo l'olul misechel elyon l'sechel tachtoim. A high level of understanding of Hashem is impossible to achieve unless the person goes through many tzimtzumim, many constrictions, from higher to lower, from an upper sechel to a lower sechel, utzrichin lazeh rebi godol. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that in order for a Jew to be zeche to hasoga selukus, it requires a very high-level rabbi who's capable of taking these deep, deep concepts of Hashem and bringing it down to a level that the person can connect with it. Ayin Shom, look over there in the beginning of chapter 30 in Likutei Moran. Uklal hadvorim hamavuorim le'inyan atzimtzumim shel tchilas habriya legaloi selukus yisborach. And to summarize what's explained regarding the tzimtzumim, the constrictions that took place at the beginning of creation in order for Hashem to be able to reveal himself, you know, within creation, within the worlds, Hu shebetchilo. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us like a brief summary in easy form of what the Arizal discusses. Shebetchilo tzimtzem ho'er. At first, Hashem kaviyochel took his infinite light and he constricted it. Kaviyochel, he shrank it. V'yachakach hischil lahamshich eze b'chinas ho'er. And then kaviyochel Hashem tried to draw a little bit of that light into the creation. V'yacharkach chozar ho'er lemekoymoi. And then the light went back to its place. It's kaviyochel, it's like Hashem kaviyochel poked and then pulled back. V'hishir rak ezer eshimu. And Hashem only left a little imprint of that light. Kiloi hoyev shradayin lisboil zehor, because the creation was not yet able to withstand that light, to contain that light, to hold on to it in any permanent way. V'yacharkach chozar v'himshich oidapam eze b'chinasor b'tzimtzum chodosh nifla. Then Kavyochel Hashem repeated this. He tried drawing another variation of the light, again with a new tzimtzum, with a new type of constriction. V'chozar v'hilimoi, and then again Hashem pulled it back. He hid it again. Sheloi yiyeh riboy oyer, so that the light should not be too great that it should burst everything. It should explode all of its boundaries. V'chozar v'himshich oyer b'derech nifla, and then he did it again. V'chulu, etc., etc. V'chein kamo v'kamo pa'amim. Kaviyochel Hashem repeated this procedure many times. Sheze b'chinas soid ha'tehiru ilo u'tehiru stam. This relates to, again, terminology that's used in the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal speaks about the upper tehiru and the regular tehiru. V'olam hamalbush shekipel ho'er, and the olam hamalbush where kaviyochel Hashem folded over the light, ad shenase b'chinas cholol haponoi, until eventually this evolved to a place where Hashem created a vacant space. Via v'chulu, etc., etc. Obviously, Rav Nosson Zal is just giving us bits and pieces to get an idea, a basic idea of what took place. V'acharkach himshich oyer hamalochim. Then Hashem went ahead and drew the light of the kings, what's called oyer hamalochim, the light of the kings. V'lo yochlu lekabel ho'er, and they could not contain the light. They couldn't hold on to the light. V'nishbru, and they broke. These vessels that were referred to as the malochim, they shattered. Umesu, and this is referred to as Misas HaMalochim. I mentioned in a previous year that at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, it mentions kings, the kings of Edom, the eight kings of Edom, and it says there was this and this king, and he died, and then another king took over, and he died, and another king took over, and he died. In the Zohar HaKadosh, it discusses that paragraph at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, and it shows us how that paragraph is really, really alluding to what took place at the beginning of creation of the world. And the names that are used there, the names of those kings, reflect very high-level spiritual things in Kabbalah. So that's this term, Misas HaMalochim, which is synonymous with Shviras HaKelim. In Kabbalistic terms, when we use the term Misa, it means Yerida, usually. A Yerida, just like death is when a person goes down into the ground. The term Yerida in Kabbalah is sometimes referred to as Misa. Ad Shehischil Olam HaTikun. Until eventually, this led into the Olam HaTikun, the Chulu, etc. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'hakol b'shvil ha'odom. All of this was for the sake of man. Ki kol ha'shvira v'hamisa hoyo machmas sha'adayin lo'yhoyo isarusa delasata. The reason why all of these yuridas took place, why all of this damage took place in a sense, shvira sakelim and things like that, that took place at the time of creation, was because it was all coming from Hashem. There wasn't any initiative from below. And we know as a rule, whenever there's no Isarusa de la Sato, when there's only Isarusa de Leila, when it's only Hashem giving, usually it can't last very long, and very often there are problems that evolve because of it. Just like, for example, the Sforim tell us that when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they went out before the right time. Number one, originally they were supposed to be there 400 years, but Hashem saw the emergency that if they stay there one more second, so Hashem yanked them out quickly. That's why it says they left Bechipozoin on the run, and also it's written that it was purely the kindness of Hashem, even though the Yidden had done a few minor things, Dam Pesach, Dam Mila, it wasn't enough of an Esarusa de Lesato to justify the unbelievable, incredible revelation of Hashem's greatness that took place at Yetzias Mitzrayim, at Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. because it happened that way, because it was 99% Isarusa de Leila, and there wasn't enough Isarusa de Lesata, that's why all the problems came up in the Midbar. With the Erev Rav, with the Misainanim, with the all kinds of tsaros that happened, the Sforam HaKadoshim tell us, were because of this. Because whenever a major event takes place, and there isn't enough Isarusa de Lesata, usually there's problems that come together with it. Ki Odom Ayin. Now, at the beginning of creation, the reason why there wasn't Isarus de Lesata is because there was nobody around to do it. Man had not yet been created. Valkein Kishebo Ha'odom Habal Bchira Shenivra Betzelem Alekim. Therefore, when man came along, who has free choice, who was created in Hashem's image, Boy Tluyim Tikun Kol Ha'olamos. The Tikun of all the worlds, plural, is dependent on man. And this is why all these tzimtzumim that the Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh and the Sifrei Kabbalah discussed that took place at the time of creation, all of these take place inside of man. I think the term that's used is a microcosm, that man is a microcosm of the Bria, and Kavyochel, all the different procedures that took place at the beginning of creation, Rabbein Azal reveals to us that all of that goes on inside a human being, when a person is starting to come close to Hashem, each time a person makes a haschol and coming close to Hashem. Shezeh b'chinas mashikoso b'derech klal b'hatoiranal, this is what Rabbein Azal refers to in general terms, in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on, She'oir lehevius halev shelis ha'yishreli hu bechinas ein soif, that the light of the hislahavus that's found inside a Jewish heart that feels inspired and yearning for Hashem, that inspiration, that light, that fire, corresponds to the infinite light of Hashem. It's an aspect of the Oyer Ein Sof of Hashem. Utzrichen letzamtzein. And Rabbein Azal tells us that just like when Hashem wanted to make creation, the Oyer Ein Sof had to go through a tzimtzum, so too when a Jew wants to do something, he also has to have tzimtzum. Ve'elu ha-tzimtzumim bi'atzmum, she-tzimtzim atzmoy Hashem Yisborach, be-tzimtzumim niflo'im shoinim kanal, kidei legaloy selkus Yisborach, and these incredible tzimtzumim that Hashem himself went through and performed in order to reveal himself, in order to make a creation, a bria soilam, as we speak about, kulam behechrich sheyavru al ha'odom. All of those procedures a human being has to go through, a Jew has to go through when he's trying to come close to Hashem. Ki kulam loyhoyu kiim b'shvil ha'odam, because all of that stuff that was going on at the beginning of Bria Soilam was all for the sake of man. Shehu yisakein hakoil al yidei sarusa de l'sata daika, that Hashem's intention was that man would be the one to correct everything and to perfect everything and to complete everything through his initiative, by the avoida of the human being. Ki klal hatzimtzumim heim mashash mizborach mare umeir ponavtzas. Because again, to summarize what these tzimtzumim are all about, Rav Nosson Zalnau is paraphrasing it, is that kavyochel Hashem reveals himself, he shows his face a little bit, v'ahakach masteroisoi, and then he hides it, he covers it up. V'chein kama pomim, bekama b'chinoi shoinus, and kavyochel Hashem repeats this several times, each time a different variation of kavyochel Hashem showing us an aspect of his face and then covering it up. U'kemashikosu b'sicha shel Purim, al posuk v'mipa'as ponov yamareit roishoi, and as is discussed in the Sefer Chayim Aran, where Rabbein Azal spoke to his Talmidim once on Purim, and Rabbein Azal mentioned that year he was involved in making a tikkun for Koirach, And he mentioned a remez that's found in this pasuk, where the Rosh Tevis of the pasuk spells the word Purim, number one. And then it says also there, Kereachu, Gabachasu. Kereach means Koirach. And Rabbeinu Zal was alluding to this tikkun of the Tzimtzumim, this whole concept of the Hizgalos and the Tzimtzumim, which is tied into the concept of Kohen and Levi. Because Kohen represents Chesed usually. Kohen represents the Oyer HaPonim of Hashem. The Kohanim are the ones who say, Yoer Hashem Ponov Elecha Vichoneka. And the Levim represent the Tzimtzum, the Midas Hadin. That's why the Levim had to have their heads shaved, all hair removed, because they themselves represent Midas Hadin, Tzimtzum. And if they have any additional din, like hair or other things, that could make it too much. Ukamay Shekosuv, and as the Pasuk says, Ochein Ato Kel Mestater. However, you Hashem are a Hashem who hides himself. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, Ki rega bi'apoi chayim bertzoinoi. 1 second, Hashem is angry, and the next moment, Hashem is giving life with his goodwill, with his rotzon hatoiv. So, kaviyochel, Hashem switches lanes. Hashem, face and back, face back. Hashem bertzoincho hemadato laharo rioiz, Hashem, with your rotzayn toiv, you lifted me up, you elevated me. And when you hid your face, I was petrified. Again, the pasuk is showing both sides of Hashem. Hashem revealing, Hashem hiding. Revealing, hiding. Uchsiv, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Koil doidi doifek, the voice of my beloved is... shouts forth, in a sense, Zebechinas is galus elakusoi. That's the concept, kaviyachol, where Hashem is revealing himself. And the pasuk following that says, Vedoidi chomak ovar. And then kaviyachol, Hashem pulls back. Hashem hides himself. Bechinas hastora selakusoi. Vezebechinas ma shepirish rashi al posuk atem nitzovim hayoim. Rashi Kodesh explains in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim in Chumash, when the Pasuk Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, you are standing today. What's the today? Rashi Kodesh says, Kayoim Hazeh, just like the day, Shehu Mafil Umeir, which is dark, there's night, and then day, so too, Kach Osid Lahafil Ulahor Lochem, so too, Kavyochel Hashem is going to put you through phases. Darkness and light. Darkness and light. V'chol zena se b'chol doer, u'b'chol odom, u'b'chol zman, hakol b'shvil habchira. And these procedures repeat themselves in every single generation, and by each and every single individual person, in all the different times during the 6 days of the week, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, winter, summer, all the different variations. And the reason for all of this is all the building blocks for Bechira. This is all the Rekha. What's the word Rekha in English? The background. This sets the stage. This creates the environment in which Bechira can take place, in which man is being put through his procedures of Bechira. In order for there to be Bechira, there has to be this darkness, light, up, down, revealed, hidden, all of these different phases. Ki al yidei zeh ikar ha-bechira, al yidei ha-hizgalus v'ha-loma. Because this is what creates the possibility and the essence of bechira. The fact that kaviyachol Hashem reveals himself, hides himself, is revealed, hidden. If Hashem were all revealed, then there wouldn't be any bechira. If Hashem were only hidden, there would be no bechira. The fact that there are variations, ups and downs, this is what sets the stage for the true Bechira. U'bishvil zeh, and it's for this reason and based on all of this, mi sheroitze leilech b'darchei Hashem, a person who wants to be religious, a person who wants to serve Hashem properly, tzorech liyos boki b'halocha. The person must really know how to travel, how to move in Yiddishkeit. Boki b'rotzli, Uboki b'shoiv. The person needs to know how to climb, how to go up, and how to come back down, how to fall properly. I mentioned this many times, that people who study self-defense, one of the things they're taught is how to fall. A person, when a person first hears such, what kind of idiotic thing? If you're teaching me karate, judo, I didn't come here to learn how to fall. I came here to learn how to break people's bones and stuff. The answer is, we're talking reality. There's this term reality check, where part of reality is a person knowing that not necessarily will they always be standing up. There does exist the possibility even of a strong man or a well-trained person falling. And if he falls without knowing how to fall, then the fall could be deadly or permanent damage, etc., etc. And another person who learns how to break his fall, or who learns how to fall properly, to him he fell, and the falling was a preparation for him taking down his enemy and being able to win the war. He lost the battle, he won the war. Lahavdlin Ruchnius, we have this limud of Aliyah and Yerida. Rotzi v'shoiv. Ki kol hatzimtzumim anal hu b'chinas rotzi v'shoiv kemuvan. Because all of these tzimtzumim that we discussed before are a concept of rotzi v'shoiv, aliyah yirida, revelation and hiddenness. V'chol hamalochim usrofim v'chulu kol hasagosim esaboyer yisporach hu b'chinas rotzi v'shoiv. And even the angels, even the different angels, all the different levels of angels, their understanding of Hashem also goes through phases of Rotzui Vashoiv. Kemo Shekosev, as the Pasuk says clearly in Yechezkel, V'hachayois Rotzui Vashoiv. Chayois is the name of a certain group of angels that these Chayois experience Rotzui Vashoiv. Aval Iker Hu Ha'odom. But again, the main character is man, Shehu Chelek Adokam Imal, who is actually a part of Hashem. The neshama is mamish a part of Hashem. V'nivra Sheyeloi Memshola Aleim. And man was created so that he should achieve Memshola over all the angels, over all everything else in creation. Ki Horotzi Vashoiv Shel Hoel Yoinim Hu Bli Koyach HaBechira. Because the Rotzi Vashoiv of the angels and the other beings are without one little ingredient called Bechira. They don't have Bechira. Alkein, Ein Yecholim Lesakein HaMishkol, Lo'ovdoi Bahadroga, therefore, they are not capable of making the tikkun of the Mishkol, of the scales, to serve Hashem Bahadroga, to go step, to climb a ladder, step by step, and coming close to Hashem. Alkein, Heim royashim uboyarim umisnasim. Therefore, the Torah describes these angels as burning fire, flaming fires, you know, stormy fires that are rising up. Aval ha'odom yesh loy bechira, aval ha'odom sheyesh loy bechira, kishezoiche lehetiv ma'asov, sheheim gedoile muvchore hatzadikim. Whereas man, who does have bechira, when a human being is zoiche, to perfect himself, to rise to a level of tzaddik, where he's doing all of the right things and he's not doing the wrong things. Here we're referring to the best, the choices of tzaddikim, who mesakein hatzimtzum anal, sheyoyer hisgalus elokus malchusay lechol boi oilam, behadrogo ubemida, bebchinas tikkun. Man is the one who the tikkun hatzimtzum that he makes is such that Hashem's greatness, Hashem's kingdom, is able to be broadcasted to the entire world, behadroga, bemida, in a step-by-step procedure, gradually, in a controlled form, bebechinas tikkun, in a way that leads to real tikkun. Ki ikar hatikkun al yedei isarusa delesato, shehu al yedei ha'odom atachtoin, shezeh bo'ilam taiko. Because even though there are all kinds of tikkunim taking place in creation, the malachim are doing things, everyone's doing important things, the most important tikkun is the one that's being affected through Isarusa del Sata, by an initiative that comes from below, which is only through man in the physical world that we're living in. That's Iker HaTikkun. V'zeh na'ase b'chol yoim v'yoim kol yemei olam. This takes place every single day. Every single day that the world is in existence. Shezeo b'chinash chidish ma'isa b'reishis shebechol yoyim v'yoyim. This is the concept of the fact that Hashem renews the world each and every single day. Shehu yisporach mafil u'meir. Yoytzer oyer v'yir choyshech. That every day has a night and a day, light and darkness, b'chochma poiseh ashorim, uvesvunem eshana itim, etc., etc. V'goyel orim ipnei choshev ipnei or, umavriyam evi loyla. Hashem puts the world through these different phases every single day. Dark, light, day, night, light, darkness. Hakoil b'shvil toivois Yisroel. All of this is for the sake of Klal Yisroel. Lohidia elokusoi umalchusoi lekulam. In order for Hashem's greatness and Hashem's kingdom to be known to all. V'alkein oimrim kolze koidim kriyashman. It's for this reason that these words are included right before we say the Kriya Shema in the evening, in Tefillah Sarvis. Shehu hizgalus yichudoi umalchusoi li'olam voed. Because Kriya Shema is where we really state and broadcast Hashem's heavenliness and kingdom. You know, that Hashem is king, you know, forever. Ki ikar hashinuyim hoelu. Shegoy lalorim et nechosh v'chashman et neyor. Hakoil nimshach misoid hatzimtzumim anal shel tchilas habriya. Because What we go through on a daily basis, that there's night and day and light and dark, all of this originates from the tzimtzumim that took place at the beginning of creation. Shegilo ha'or vehelimoy, v'chozar v'gilo yiseh b'derachol shneflav yiseh, v'chozar v'elimoy. The fact that the worlds went through those different phases. Hashem revealed himself, hid himself, revealed himself a little bit differently, hid himself again. V'chein kam opomim, v'achkoil bedrochim nifloim chadoshim, kemuvan b'ksov manal. And this was repeated many times, and each time was not the same as the previous time. There were different variations each and every single time, as is discussed in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'chol ze hoyo b'shvil sheyenivro hoylam v'yiskayim ato. And the reason for all of that was so that the world that we know, the world that we're in, should be created and should have a kiyum. She'ikroi ho'odom apal b'chira. And we know that the main player in this world is man, who has b'chira. V'yal kein nasim ato kol b'chinas hatzintzumanal. And this is why today also, all of these tzimtzumim are taking place, are being reenacted. Aval ato hakoil toloi b'ho'odom she'elov nimtzra koil. However, now, today, it's not like in the beginning of creation where Hashem was orchestrating all of this. Kaviyochel, today, it's man that's affecting this the most, in a sense. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, V'ho'oretz nosan levnei odom. Hashem has given over the world to man. Shemosa loy hakoyach lahamshich elokusoi v'zgalos malchusoi aydei tzimtzum emanal. Kefi bechirosoi. Hashem kaviyochel has given over to man the power to draw Hashem and to reveal Hashem and to broadcast Hashem, to broadcast Hashem's kingdom, all according to how the person handles his bechira. Ki nosan boi koyach elokai beliboi shaydei ze yochel livor adein soif. Hashem has created a power inside the heart of a Jew, that the Jew has the power to turn it on and to yearn for Hashem, to have a burning desire for Hashem that knows almost no limits, that represents the Oyer Ein Sof, the infinite light. Aval tziv olav sheyitzamtzem hoyer shelo yavor al penyer sukanal. However, Hashem instructed us to control that light, to constrict that light so that it shouldn't go out of bounds. V'yachar kach kishumetzamtzem hoyer. And then, when the person goes ahead and constricts that light, umei hatzimtzum yesh achizas hadinim, and we know that whenever there is constriction, whenever there is a limiting of the light, a shrinking of the light, midas hadin is able to connect with that, because that's what midas hadin is all about. It's tzimtzum. It's a loss of light, in a sense. Shemehem kol koyach hayetzahara, which is where the Yetzahara draws all his energy from Tzimtzum. Shehu machshavos rois, which is the ikar Yetzahara, is the bad thoughts inside of a person. V'alkein, tekef kishemitzamtzem ho'er, tzorech lizoher lehizgaber al hamachshavos rois, ulahamshik rach machshavos tovos. And it's for this reason that as soon as the person starts in that process of tzimtzum, taking that burning desire he has for Hashem and limiting it, restricting it, putting it into vessels, that's when the person has to be on a red alert, that he has to think, be careful to only think positive thoughts, not negative thoughts, only pure thoughts, not impure thoughts. Ad sheyavod Hashem Yisborach b'hadrogo b'mida, until this will lead the person to serve Hashem in a controlled manner, step by step. Shezeh b'chinas b'riyas v'kiyum kol ho'ilomos. This conforms with the concept of the creation of the worlds, all the different worlds. And by a person following this procedure, that's how the person is zeichet to really accept upon himself the oil malchus shamayim, to accept Hashem as king upon himself, and to be able to reveal Hashem to the world. Shezeh ho'ikar, that's the most important thing. V'oz ikar hatikun kishnezgala malchus yisborach haydei b'chinas esrus l'sata shu haydei odom haba b'chira. And that's when the main tikun takes place. When Hashem's kingdom is being revealed through esarusa de l'sata, by an initiative for man who has b'chira. Kishezoiche lichnois v'lotzeis b'sholoim. When a human being is zoiche to enter and leave in peace, meaning to go up and come back down. That's this concept of nichnas v'yotze. That's the terminology that's used by the four great rabbis, where the Gemara says that there were four rabbis who entered into the paradise, and three of them were harmed in different ways. One of them became an apikoiris, acher. One of them died. His neshama left him. The other one, his mind was affected, that it seemed to people as if he was saying he was crazy because they couldn't understand what he was saying anymore. He couldn't put it in, he couldn't put the light into words that people could understand. And Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, was nichnas v'yotza b'sholim. He entered and left in peace. He was able to go up and come back down to handle the aliyah and yerida. V'oz yesh aliyah gam l'beis seilo kanal. And when a person follows this whole procedure down below on earth, this also affects an aliyah to the beis seilo up in heaven, the beis hamikdash in heaven. V'achar kach tzorich lachzor v'lasik b'tikunim elu b'madrei gagavoy b'yeser. And when a person completes a whole cycle, then he goes up a level, and he starts again. He has to start the whole procedure again and go through the whole cycle over there. V'chein miyoyim liyoyim u'midarga ladarga. This continues from day to day, from level to level. Each time a person starts a new day, each time a person goes up to a new level. V'ze b'chinas klal chidush ma'isa bereshis shenasa b'chol yoyim. This summarizes the concept of chidush ma'isa bereshis, the fact that the world is created anew every single day. She'ikroi al yedei ha'odam, where the most important player and the most important reason for everything that's taking place is man, shebishviloi nivro meskayim hakol, where everything was created for him, specifically for him. Interesting, related to this, the first halacha in Likut Halachas on Hilchas Chanukah, Rav Nosson Zal bases on chapter 25 in the first half of Likut Imran, where there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a person fighting the Koach HaMedameh, and Rabbeinu Zal says that each time a person goes to a new level, he has to engage the Klipois, the Sitra Achra, on that level. He has to do battle on them and try to defeat them, and then he gets onto that level, and then he gets onto that floor, in a sense, and when he gets onto that floor, he has to try to take on the new light that's found on that new floor that he just went up to. And then that's the completion of a cycle. Then he tries to go another floor up in the binyan of Kedusha. And each time he wants to go up to the other floor, he has to engage the Sitra Achra on that floor, the Klipos and all the different things to defeat them. Rabbeinu Zal says there that this is a continual process. Rabbeinu Zal says this is the story of Chanukah, the two miracles of Chanukah. Miracle one was the battle against the Sitra Achra, the battle against the Yevonim, a very major, difficult battle. And then miracle two was the oil that only had one day's worth, and it continued for 8 days. Where we follow that in our Chanukah, each day increasing the light. The first day one candle, second day two candles. We show by celebrating by through all the mitzvahs and tefillos of Chanukah that we recognize that every single day there's a new battle against the Yevonim, and we're adding a new light. We're going up to another floor. The first day we go up to the first floor, second day to the second floor, third floor, until we go up. This world, the physical world that we're in, represents seven floors corresponding to the seven days of creation. The eighth night, the eighth level is Olam Haba, Kavyochel, entering into the next world in a sense. Also connected to what we're speaking about here. Another short thing attached to this that's very important. There was once an incident where Rabbeinu Zal's two closest students, Rav Nosson Zal and Rav Naftali Zal, who were his closest, greatest students in all, in everything, in learning, in Kiddush, and all, on all kinds of levels, one time they went to see Rabbeinu Zal, and they had to wait because Rabbeinu Zal was meeting with somebody else. Then, when this person came out, they saw that it was one of the very, very simple people of the city. I don't know if he was a shoemaker or something else, a very simple person. And then he left, they went in, and before they were able to start their discussion or anything, Rabbeinu Zal said to them, you saw that person that just left? He's a nichnas v'yotza b'shalom. They heard these words and they were blown away. They couldn't believe their ears. Nichnas v'yotza b'shalom is a term that we just mentioned that the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says there were four leading rabbis of the Gemara that tried to go to the paradise, the highest levels of spiritual light, and three of them failed in different ways, and only one, the greatest tzaddik of all, the great Rabbi Akiva, was nichnas v'yotza b'shalom. Rabbeinu Zal saying this guy is a nichnas v'yotza b'shalom. So Rabbeinu Zal saw the question on their faces, and he added three words, in his madrega, on his level, from what Hashem is expecting from him, from what he's supposed to be doing, he's scoring 100. He's doing great. Not to be compared in any way whatsoever with Rav Nosson Zal or anybody. Each one has his universe that he's operating in, his environment, what Hashem is expecting from him. The tzaddik is the one who understands how every single person is different. He knows what Hashem expects from each and every single person, and he knows how to rate each person on his darga, you know, according to on that basis.